In this video, we will look at five core practices of microchurch life: word, prayer, table, fellowship, and mission. Acts 2 gives us a simple and powerful pattern. The early believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, fellowship, the breaking of bread, and prayers. They shared life together. They cared for needs. They worshiped God, and the Lord added to their number. That pattern is not complicated, but it is deep. First, a microchurch gathers around the Word. Scripture must shape the gathering. The Bible is not a decoration for the meeting. It is the living Word that teaches, corrects, comforts, and forms disciples of Jesus Christ. Second, a microchurch practices prayer. Prayer keeps the gathering dependent on God. Microchurch planters should pray before they launch, while they gather when needs arise, and as they discern future steps. Revival begins with dependence, not technique. Third, a microchurch often includes the table. Meals create space for hospitality, conversation, welcome, and shared life. Jesus often taught and ministered around meals. In many cultures, table fellowship opens hearts and builds trust. Fourth, a microchurch grows through fellowship. Fellowship is more than friendliness. It is shared life in Christ. People learn to carry burdens, confess sin, encourage one another, serve with gifts, and walk together as embodied souls. Fifth, a microchurch lives on mission. It does not exist only for itself. It witnesses to Jesus Christ, welcomes seekers, serves neighbors, disciples believers, and raises up future leaders. A common mistake is to build a microchurch around only one practice. Some gatherings become only teaching. Others become only food and friendship. Others become only prayer. Others become only outreach. A healthy microchurch needs a balanced rhythm. That does not mean every meeting must do everything equally. One week may emphasize scripture. Another may emphasize prayer. Another may include a meal and testimony. But over time, the gathering should reflect word, prayer, table, fellowship, and mission. For a local church, this pattern can help daughter microchurches stay rooted in the same gospel mission. For a soul center, it can help the gathering remain clear, biblical, and accountable. A microchurch is not merely a meeting. It is a way of life together in Christ.